This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. You're tuning in because, well, you want the important stuff without the fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're digging into something pretty specific. Google's official guidance on handling those low-quality inbound links. We're pulling this straight from their webmaster blog.
Yep, that's right. The mission here is to figure out what Google actually wants you to focus on based on what they've said themselves. No guesswork.
Okay, let's jump in. So the big picture Google paints is links matter, obviously, but they're just one factor among many.
Exactly. They stress things like, you know, the quality of your actual content, your site structure, even where keywords appear. It's holistic.
That's really important for listeners, right? It's easy to obsess over just backlinks.
Totally. But Google's saying, look, we're evaluating the whole package. A great site with solid content counts for a lot.
All right, so what about the spammy stuff, the unwanted links, Google's advice?
Well, their first suggestion is try contacting the spammy site owners. Ask them to take the links down.
Okay, ask them. But here's a crucial bit. Google flat out says they won't get involved directly in removing those links for you.
Right. That's super important to understand. Don't expect Google to be the mediator here.
Yeah.
It says realistic expectations, you know?
Yeah.
Their job is algorithms, not playing referee between websites.
Yeah, frustrating maybe, but clear. So if asking doesn't work,
then Google basically says, don't sweat it too much. Seriously, focus your energy elsewhere.
Elsewhere meaning?
On the things you can control. Your own website, improve that.
Yeah.
Better content, better structure, better user experience, all the stuff we just mentioned.
So shift the focus inward. Stop worrying about every bad link someone else throws up.
Precisely. Put your effort where it has a guaranteed impact on your own domain. That's the actionable advice.
And Google actually points towards tools to help with this, right? They mention optimizing other factors.
Mm-hmm. They talk about tools like they reference the top 10 optimizer type of thing.
Yeah.
That's an example. But the point is, they encourage you to actively look for ways to improve indexing and ranking beyond just fiddling with links.
Right. Use the resources available to make your site technically sound and content rich.
Exactly. It all ties back to that comprehensive quality message.
Okay, but what if you are still worried about those lingering bad links? Does Google offer any comfort?
Yeah, they do, actually. They suggest that often these low-quality links rarely stand the test of time.
Meaning they just disappear?
Yeah.
Or become irrelevant?
Or their algorithm just learns to disregard them.
Mm.
Google's system is pretty smart. They imply it can often identify and just, like, devalue junky links on its own.
So maybe they're not even hurting you as much as you think.
That's the implication. The algorithm might already be ignoring them.
However, there is an option if you see really blatant manipulation, like paid links or obvious spam networks.
Yes. Google does have specific report forms. You can report spam or paid links to Google if you think someone's trying to unfairly game the system.
So you can flag it for them. It's not about your site's incoming links directly, but reporting bad actors.
Right. It's about helping them police the web, basically.
Yeah.
Not a tool for cleaning up your own backlink profile, per se.
Okay, so let's boil this down. The main takeaway for our listeners seems to be...
focus on building a fantastic website. Really. High-quality content, good user experience, solid structure.
Don't panic about every single low-quality link that pops up pointing your way. Google gets that you don't control everything on the internet.
Absolutely. They understand the web is messy. Your primary job is making your corner of it as good as possible.
So summing it all up, Google prioritizes overall site quality and understands the messy reality of links.
Yep. And that leads to a good final thought, maybe. Given how much Google talks about content quality right alongside links, what's one immediate thing, like right now, you could do to improve the content on your site?
That's a practical thing to chew on. Forget the links for a second. What about the actual substance? Good question.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.